Angela, thanks for coming on this fact-finding trip with me and sharing the driving.
Glad to do it. It should be a fun trip. I imagine we'll learn a lot.
I hope so. Say, I think we're getting close to our exit, so I'll keep an eye out for it. There's a sign up ahead, but I can't quite make it out.
Don, you're squinting to see the sign. Does that really help?
It really does. I can read it now while I'm squinting. Oh, that's not our exit.
Let's see now. Light enters the eye from many directions. The lens of the eye bends these rays so that they come together at a focal point. When the rays come together at the retina, the image is in focus. If this focal point is in front of the retina, close objects are clear. Nearsightedness. If it is behind the retina, distant objects are clear. Farsightedness.
Right. Now, because they are bent more, the rays that pass near the edge of the pupil are blurred more. If you can eliminate these edge rays, then you'll have less blurring.
That must be what squinting does.
Exactly. Squinting uses the eyelids to block the blurred rays that enter the pupil near its edge. Squinting is not a long-term solution to poor vision, but it sometimes helps in a pinch.
Phew! I think we can end this field trip now. I've learned about all I can stand for one day.
Whoops! Here's our exit!
Whew! This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared with help from Larry Thibos in optometry. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Angela Mariani.
And I'm Don Glass.